Hello, you must be Jimmy's parents. Nice to finally meet you. I'm Jay Wild. Jay Wild. Don't tell me Jimmy hasn't told you about me. Really? Well, I guess he doesn't talk much, huh? Well, anyhow, my name is Jay Wild and I'm his girlfriend. Yeah, he already has a girlfriend. I remember when my son had his first girlfriend. I was probably as surprised as you are now. It seems like he just learned to walk and all of a sudden he brings a big-tittied bimbo home and you hear them fucking in their bedroom until the house smells like wet pussy. Really? I don't think he's too young to have a girlfriend. Kids grow up so quickly these days. Yes, obviously I'm older, but I'm not too old to have a boyfriend. May I come in, please? I want to play with Jimmy. Old enough to be his mother? Well, of course. My own kids are already in college. Incredible how the time flies. I don't feel a day older than 20, but when I look in the mirror, I see this stacked middle-aged lady. Apparently, I still got what it takes to make a young man like your beautiful son come. Yes, of course you're Jimmy. No, this isn't a misunderstanding. I watched him walk home. This is the house he went into. Is he in his bedroom? Just get him, and he can confirm that I'm telling the truth. What do you mean? I'm not crazy. No, don't call the police. I'm on probation right now because of some minor misunderstanding. That was an embarrassing story, and I don't want to bore you with it. Please, just don't call the police, okay? If you don't want to get him right now, it's fine. Just give me a chance to explain. We met on the bus. Your little boy is the most beautiful young man in his class. We've been flirting for days. At first, I caught him staring. He blushes so nicely when I look at him, catch him ogling my cleavage. When I give him a daring look, he smiled that adorable, coy little smile. To be honest with you, that made me so wet, and I fell in love with him right there on the bus. I'm in love with a boy I haven't even talked to yet. A kid younger than my own sons. Love at first stare. I bit my lip and stared at the nervous young man. So innocent and inexperienced. He probably didn't know what he was feeling. I knew right then and there that he needed me to teach him. He would never make a move. So it was up to me. The next day, I dressed in a short skirt and stockings. When I crossed my leg, I showed some bare skin on my thighs. And I let my high-heeled shoe dangle from the tip of my feet. Many boys and girls were staring at me, but I only had eyes for your son. Your blushing, coy young man who desperately tried not to stare and tried to hide his erection from my probing, horny eyes. He has no self-control yet, and the flame of desire burns so hot in him that he started squirming in his seat. Why do you look shocked? Does it make you uncomfortable to hear about your son's first romance? Or does it turn you on? Oh, it does, huh? All right. Where was I? Anyway, this went on for a little while until one day, the bus was so crowded that your son did not get a seat. He had to stand in the back of the bus and he could hardly see me. I was so obsessed with his needy, pervy look on his face that I had to get closer to him. So I got up and pushed through the crowd of school kids. I was wearing a soft dress, and lots of bodies were rubbing against my soft, fleshy, curvy MILF body. I finally arrived behind your son, and it was the first time I felt his body against mine. I almost came right then and there because it was so exciting and romantic. As if on autopilot, I grabbed his crotch with my big hands and felt him jump and look at me in shock. The poor thing didn't know how to deal with this arousal yet. So much he needs to be taught. So shy with all his classmates, with us in this tightly packed school bus. I needed him to calm down and said, "Shh, don't make a scene. The ride is too short to waste it. Hold still and learn. My name is Jay Wild, and I want to be your girlfriend." I grabbed his hard crotch and looked at him with anticipation. Your shocked, shaking son stared at me with terrified eyes and simply nodded. He must have been too horny to even speak. That's how we became boyfriend and girlfriend.
What do you mean?
Molested? Fuck no, I touched him very gently. Yes, of course it was consensual. You should have seen the happy look in his face and the bulge in his pants.
What does that even mean, molesting? How can I molest him? He's my boyfriend.
Why don't you understand that? Please get him here so we can both explain that this was all very consensual.
Thank you. I'll just wait here.
Aha, look at that adorable, frightened look. Hello, Jimmy. I'm so happy to see you. Aw, look how he blushes. Isn't he a cute one? I just want to touch him all day. I keep telling you it's rude to try to run away, and you should know that I'm much stronger and bigger than you are. You can't escape my hug. Now, Jimmy, can you believe your parents wouldn't believe me when I told them that we are boyfriend and girlfriend? Why haven't you told them about our relationship?
No, you can't leave.
Stop whining and squirming or I'll have to hold you even stronger.
Good boy.
It's okay to admit that we're in love. Your classmates are not here. Nobody's making fun of the awkward little man with the big strong MILF girlfriend.
Just help me explain it and I'm sure your parents will support you. They love you and want you to be happy.
Why do you look so scared?
It's okay to admit it. They won't get mad. Please tell them how much you liked it when we made out on the school bus.
Oh, look how shy he is. Staring at his feet, he knows how much it turns me on. This is how he flirts. Very subtle. He always shakes like this when he's too excited. Just look how he tries to wiggle free.
Now, you look just as scared as he does. What is it with you people? Why can't you admit your true feelings?
I know it makes you totally horny to see your helpless little Jimmy with a hot, horny cunt who knows what she wants, doesn't it?
What the fuck are you trying to do with that phone, you old bitch? Don't you dare call the cops!
No fucking cops, or you're all going to regret this, I swear!
Why don't you trust me, you idiots?
All I'm trying to do is show you that your son is in love with me.
Oh, give me a fucking chance, you fucking haters!
Fuck you, you fucking haters, you're assholes! You see a lady in her early 40s with a young lover and you instantly assume she's molesting him. That's prejudice. Age has nothing to do with this. We love each other. Fucking tell your parents right now. Tell them. Tell them, you coward. Admit it, I make you come.
Stop crying, for Christ's sake. Are you trying to make it worse?
Ugh, why do you always have to fight? Why can't you admit how much you love my soft, curvy, horny body? You love my ass when I sit on your lap. You just can't admit it because your classmates pick on you. You fucking love to hide your embarrassed crying face between my big fleshy tits. You fucking come in your pants when I twerk on your crotch like a little whore. It's a shame your classmates pick on you for having to go to school with a cum stain on your jeans, my smelly cunt juice all over your lap. But those classmates of yours are too fucking immature to deal with it. Secretly, they all want to be you, and you know that. Look at your dad. He's rubbing his bulge. It's okay. I don't get offended by that. I'm a sex-positive woman, and I don't get offended by the obvious smell of your wife's dripping wet cunt. It's okay to touch yourselves while I play with your son. Now, Jimmy, why don't you strip? After all these weeks of coming together in public, we finally have some privacy. Just pretend your horny, perverted parents aren't even here. I'm going to let go of you for a little moment so you can get naked. But don't try to run away again, or I will spank that ass without mercy.
Good boy. You look so skinny.
Now your shorts.
Aw, look at that. Already so thick and erect.
Throbbing and dripping.
Here we have proof that your son loves me. He wouldn't get hard for a molesting MILF, would he? Now stroke your little hard cock while I strip for you.
Good boy.
Nice and slow. Not too fast. Yet. Soft strokes. Just like this. Oh, good boy. Enjoy the view. And the fact that nobody is here to pick on you. No bullies who envy or hate you. Let me first turn around and bend over to unzip my boots. Oops. The skirt is riding up my ass when I take a wider stance. You can see my underwear. Now the other boot. What is it? You can't see my panties? Then I must have forgotten to put them on. Don't just stand there and drool, Jimmy. Keep stroking. Oh, good boy. But don't you fucking come. Today is special. You don't waste your load today. Do you like my painted toenails? I'm not wearing any stockings today. Look at that. Your mom is trying to cover your daddy's erection by standing in front of him. Or is she secretly rubbing her horny old ass against his thick boner? I think she is. Such a perverted mom you've got there. Do you want your husband's cock in your cunt while you watch your scared, naughty little boy stroke himself to his MILF girlfriend? It's fine with me. Open hubby's pants. Oh, lady, you are a fucking eager beaver. Oh, can you believe she just tried to call the cops a few minutes ago? Oh, now you're enjoying this perverted family time just as much as I do. This is probably the first time your poor mommy sees you masturbating. You should have done this so much earlier, you sneaky little boy. Secretly squirting in the shower or your bedroom. Oh, are you blushing? Why, masturbation is healthy and so much fun. From now on, make sure mommy sees you when you rub yourself. She loves a shameless little boy in this house. And you, Mrs., you will hand him your panties for Jimmy to sniff on and come in. Oh, hubby will be so proud when wifey wears panties full of boy cum. Look at all that pre-cum. Oh, you should slow down. I'm still wearing my skirt and blouse. Oh, these stupid buttons. Oh, I can just rip the blouse open like this. This is the view that made you fall in love, isn't it? My cleavage and the overflowing bra. Today is the first time you see my tits without the stupid bra. Ta-da! Look how big and round they are. They get bigger every year. They used to be full of warm, sweet milk. I'm a mommy myself, you know. I raised my kids off these big knockers, and I really miss a little mouth on my nipples. The skirt has a zipper on the side, and now I can wiggle out of it. I hope you're not too disappointed because I don't shave my cunt bare like the little porn stars you young men like to watch. I sometimes like to have a bush. It's trimmed and soft and sensitive. Now sit on this chair so we can show your parents how I usually sit on your lap on the bus with all the little boys and girls looking at us. Good boy. How does my naked flesh feel on your skin? Good, huh? Even better than clothed? Oh, on this chair, it's so much easier to straddle you. I can smother you like this. Oh, I know I'm heavy, but you can take it. You want to be a real man, don't you? Then don't try to wiggle free. You know how futile that is. Sit still, for Christ's sake. Nobody is making fun of you. Enjoy the ride and show me some fucking respect, you little virgin. Oh, didn't your parents teach you anything? Seriously? Oh, tell your clueless boy that a naked woman rubbing her horny naked body against him is probably doing this because she wants something from him. fuck.
Yeah. Oh, I want the shit fucked out of me, you little bitch. Now quit squirming and wiggling. Fucking push your cock inside my dripping wet cunt and start pounding. Now. Oh, much better. Oh, now buck your hips. Oh, God. Oh, God, this feels so good. Can you please tell him that it's incredibly rude to ignore these huge tits and the erect nipples? Teach your boy some manners. Oh, these tits want to be licked and sucked on. Bite them for fuck's sake. But don't just ignore them while they literally smack you in your sweaty little face. Good boy. Oh, that's what a good boyfriend does. Fuck me harder. Oh, squeeze these huge tits. Grab my love handles and pound my MILF body. Oh. Oh, God. Look at how happy you're making your parents. Oh, they are so proud their boy is a man now. You are so lucky you can witness this important moment in his life. Oh, my fucking God. Look how fast he's pumping my cunt. Oh, I'm so close. Oh, so close. Oh, fuck my brains out, Jimmy. Oh, fuck me so hard. Buck your hips and imagine. We could do this on the bus on the ride to school. Oh, I'm so close to coming. Faster. Oh, don't you fucking stop, Jimmy. Oh, God. You are the best boyfriend I've had in years. Oh, you make me feel young again. Oh, God. Oh, now blow your load up my MILF cunt. Fucking do it, or I will spank your ass in front of your mom and dad while they are fucking each other. Because your screams make them so fucking horny. Oh, be a good boyfriend. Oh, be a good fuck toy. Oh, be a good naked little fuck toy. For our entertainment, blow your load now. Oh, 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 fuck. Oh, you're making me come so fucking hard. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Oh, oh, wow. Wasn't that something? Oh, God. I think we all had fun. Whew. Now walk over to your panting mommy and give her a kiss. I've got that feeling she's been enjoying this just as much. Kissed her post-orgasmic lips and tell her that I'm not a molester. Tell her that I'm your girlfriend, that you need me. Good boy. Now go and get yourself some milk from the fridge. Oh, and bring your parents and me a beer. I think we're all a lot closer now. This won't be the last time.